About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my body is too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, trying to get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just trying to rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolo Velli might have sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
Nigga, no, I'm not one of them 50-50 niggas. I'm one of them, I'm gonna pay it all type niggas, and don't ask me no questions.
Just as long as it's paid.
I like
just
your style,
as long
man.
As it's paid. Okay.
I like your style.
Don't ask me what I'm doing. Exactly, I ain't one of them niggas.
I don't have no questions.
All right,
if it's paid, then it keep me out of danger.
I'm one of them. Here go the money, niggas, and leave me alone for the next month.
I mean, but y'all know me. I'm also on my. You gotta be your best self. So if it's a danger to your well-being,
I don't want to hear that wholesome bullshit.
For real, like niggas work. I work the regular, bro. So it ain't
I mean,
even,
but no, I'm gonna respect you for going out there risking a whole.
Like, but I got it all.
Whatever.
No, like we not doing it. I'm too old for that shit. Like I just work the regular, and I pay the bills. Like that's what it
so,
is.
I mean, yeah. As long as they pay, I'm good.
Yeah, like we not.
As
doing
long as
it.
My money is the extra money, then we good. Mm-hmm.
It so is, how do you feel about niggas having, you know, side hustles, man? Let's just say your significant other, you know, he got a upstanding job. Mm-hmm. But what if he get a little hustle on the side? What if he crack cards? What if he sell a little marijuana on the side?
Marijuana. I mean,
and don't lie.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been in that situation before. And I mean, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me safe. Have a plan to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm not doing that forever. I'm not a ride or die. I'm gonna at some point. It's
I like
gonna
that.
Be done.
Hey, Spiff, what they call me?
Young Diane.
Period.
Yeah, you know, cause I gotta do my investigative journalism, man. You know what I do best and shit. I'm not going to say any names unless you want to be, you know, unless you want your name to be in this shit because, you know, we might talk about some risque shit. I don't want your employers to know the type of activity that you be
hey,
into.
If you can recognize my voice, then you know who I am.
Yeah, that way. But this said person said she was fucking with a nigga and he had a whole spot and she was going to snitch on him the next day.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I said was... Am I
off Spiff?
A little bit.
Not really, but explain yourself. Explain
so
yourself.
Said, okay, yeah. So what I said was, is that I was messing with somebody that they spot was the spot.
Yeah.
The spot, okay? And I saw some things, and I decided on my own, you know, to... Let that situation be what it was. I was mm-hmm. gonna remove myself. And then the next day, you know.
It just so happened to get raided.
It just so happened. Now, I just want to go on record by saying I had nothing to do with that.
Look at God.
That's what niggas be like.
Listen, yeah. I got favor on my life. I don't know. But I ain't had nothing to do with that. So, I didn't hear from him for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And he was probably in jail.
Probably. That makes the most sense. And then when I heard from him, I found out that day was a wild day. It was a whole raid. And so what I was just explaining to my friends here was that I'm just really glad that I didn't get caught up in that.
Yeah, you ain't had nothing to do with it.
I'm just not that type.
Like, I'm going to tell you like this. Being that it was so close and as far as time from the time that you was there to the time it got raided, man. It's already pictures of you in the bureau.
I was about to say, like, my card had already been photographed out front.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they got your license plate number and everything.
Yeah, no.
They followed you.
That was one of the times where it was like, God is... It's real, so
man,
that was crazy. But yeah, no, I was just saying that I wouldn't be the one. I just wouldn't be the one for that. Like, it's a girl out there for that. It's a woman out there for that, and I respect her.
You ain't gonna hold my nigga Spiff pistol.
I mean, if he on his third strike and I'm on first, okay, you can put it under my seat. If I won't go to jail, I'll do any. Okay, there's a sentence. Mm-hmm. There's a sentence. I'll do anything you want me to do if I won't go to jail for it.
Okay.
If I'm going to go to jail for it, I probably won't do it.
All right. We can.
But I'm going to also help you not go to jail. I'm doing my best.
All right.
I'm going to do my best.
So let's just say, you know, we out here, man. You know, we Bonnie and Clyde-ing up. You know, you ain't got no priors, no nothing. And
period.
I'm a.
Because I don't.
I'm a fucking felon to the felon for. I got so many F's. It's crazy. We get pulled over by the police. I just may so happen to have like a little, maybe like a 8-ball or some coke.
Coke.
is you gonna take that one for me?
I mean,
you know this because you can say like, you know, I got a habit. You know, I actually, you know, I'm, you know, I dabble in it. You know, that's what you can say to the police. But would you do that for me?
It depends on how much I love you. On some real ass shit. Like if you just a hood nigga that I'm having fun with, like, yeah. Ooh, you should have thought about that shit.
How do you feel about prostitutes?
How do I feel about prostitutes?
Yeah.
I feel like they should be decriminalized.
Would you sell that pussy for somebody? For your nigga?
Don't we all?
We in it now. Hey, welcome to the Drug Table Talk podcast with me, just Spiff, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game.
That shit was just intensive. Fuck.
I mean, because I only say that because, and I'm a church-going woman.
Yeah, very, very much so.
I'm a church-going woman. But I just feel like, I mean, there's a price.
Absolutely. It's a price on everything.
It might not be anything monetary, could be though. So, like, my price is, like, your life. Like, you have to marry me for this.
That's a fact.
I mean, to get the full effect.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's a price. It's not money, but it's a price. And I do expect to be courted.
Hey, man, your life is a price,
and treated
man.
Like a queen.
It's priceless,
and
actually.
All that stuff. So, that's money out your pocket.
Yeah. You know?
And so, I guess I'm selling it. To the right buyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to everybody.
Because this is a... Because
everybody can't afford.
It's a lifelong type of thing.
No, for real. It is. It's the lifelong type thing. And it's crazy because I don't know how many women are going to admit that they didn't realize how much of a investment they were.
Yeah.
Until they understood what makes that investment an investment.
Absolutely. I think that's where a lot of females go wrong when they don't realize what they got for real. I feel like you know, you sitting on $1 million, baby. You might as well go on here and, you know, work these streets for me. Or show me your worth. Listen.
I mean, yes, in the lane of sex workers, yes. Yes.
You know,
it makes money.
What they say, this is the land of milk and honey and shit.
I mean, It essentially it is. I guess it is. I just want sex workers to be protected like the people who pay for the sex work are protected.
I'll tell you like this, man.
So, you that's know, all I'm saying.
It should not be a crime for a woman to go out there and want to provide for herself with, period, you know, with the goods and services that she have. You know, it shouldn't, flat out, it shouldn't be no crime against that.
Yeah. And there are all types of women. So there's that. I mean, I could go.
Yeah.
There's all types of women. So like women who can't get normal jobs. There's women who go into that work because there are men that like what they provide.
Absolutely. And it's women that's out here.
So I feel like they should be protected. I feel like, you know, cis women who go into that work, they should be protected because it's niggas that's paying and they're protected. Like, yeah, the niggas that's paying is protected. So, or even if they're not protected, they're more protected than the women who are providing the service. So,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't no sex worker per se.
No, but you know.
But women in general charge. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna just
indirectly.
Indirectly or directly. They charge. And it might not be money.
I didn't well, let me see if you agree to this thing, man. I didn't definitely, you know, been around, you know, a lot of women in my day. A lot of bitches, well, excuse my language, a lot of women would be like, oh, you gotta at least take me out on like 3 dates before, you know, you even get a chance to like hit this motherfucker. Well, you already just put a price on it. Price. You know, 3 dates, I might as well just get you $500 because that's probably what I'm about to spend.
It's,
you might
butter, as well get it.
So that's where the disagreement come in. So in that case, you thinking about what you're spending in terms of money, and more than likely sis is thinking about the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also something you spend. So, for example, there was a guy that I was talking to, and I didn't go, like, I went to his house either to, you know, drop my car off and get in his car or whatever. Right. But I didn't go into his house until, like, 5 dates. Like, I didn't go into his home.
But was that something that you had already, like, planned in your head? Like, I'm a
yes,
at least
I'm not
5 dates.
Yeah. I'm not going in here until I feel comfortable, and it took 5 dates.
What if you just hit it off with a nigga the first date?
Then I'm going in there.
Are you going in there?
I'm going in there.
I like your style.
I mean, I'm going in there, but that don't guarantee you what's going to happen when I go in there.
But you coming in there to know more.
To know more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't guarantee what you're going to know, if that makes sense. Like, me coming inside doesn't mean you're going to get ultimately what you think you're going to get, which is the grand.
I'm trying football. To get some.
Right. Yeah. Nah, that doesn't guarantee that. I just was talking about that today. Like, so I want to know, like, how would y'all feel? So you talking to a girl, she talking crazy. I'm talking about, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This what I do. This.
Oh,
what I do.
Man.
And
I
then,
hate those.
Like, y'all make plans. It's like, okay, we pulling up.
Say less.
Bet. I get here. Maybe your house not clean enough for me to feel comfortable in, or I don't know. Maybe you seem different than how you seem in text messages. But for whatever reason, I changed my mind. Now, mind you, this been going on though. I've been talking my talk.
Yeah, you've been talking.
I've been saying
extra,
what I'm saying.
Extra nasty.
But then I get over here, the vibe is different, or whatever reason, and I change my mind. What you feel like?
Well,
I feel like get the fuck out. That's what I feel like. I feel like get the fuck out.
Oh, man. Get out.
Get the fuck out.
Well, I tell you like this, man, because, you know, I try my best not to. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, I try my best not to expect, you know, getting some, you know, every time and shit. If I just so happen to get some, I'm going to get some. Go, nigga. Hey, tell the people where you going.
I gotta pee. They got me drinking tequila and Chardon or Pinot Grigio. Commercial break while he's talking.
Yeah, nigga. but yeah, Spiff and my baby Solo over here in this bitch too. But nigga, like, listen, man, if I got a shorty and shit, she talking, you know, foul, nasty, crazy on the man. But yeah, but if I got a shorty that's talking wild, crazy, you know, via text messaging and shit, you know, I think bitches be all cap anyway. So I don't let that shit, you know, get me too riled up. But you know, if she come through and we don't fuck, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm still hit her. Try to get it the next day.
The next day, like, nigga, that shit don't work no more, bro. Yeah. You know, say it like this, nigga. Niggas is old as fuck, bro. That shit don't work no more.
Listen, I didn't got so much ass in my day. Like, I don't really give a fuck about that shit, cause. Right. Like, I didn't have bitches be like, damn, why we didn't fuck tonight? Like, man, maybe because I didn't feel like it.
Right, yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. Boom, peep game. So, I'm going to try to leave out a couple details only because.
Niggas on your head.
Because niggas.
As soon as they hear that shit, they going to be on
you. They going to know.
All right. They going to be like, for real, Meech.
Right. So, this is a prime example, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cuz. We all know Cuz. I ain't gonna say no names, man. He had a little function at the Athenaeum. You feel me? Mm-hmm. He had a little function at the Athenaeum, nigga. You know, whores galore present, mm-hmm. and whatever that way. So of course, you know, even prior to that, you know, to the function and everything, he was like, "Hey, man, call some girls through." So of course, you know me. You know, Michi, baby. You know, I called the girls through and shit. Whatever, they came through.
Couple of them,
man. You know, come on, man.
Duh.
So they came through. You know, I can already tell what type of tip they was on or whatever. But I still ain't pressed the issue. And the very next day, nigga, she texted me. It was like, I really wanted to fuck the shit out of you. Mm. And I was like, okay.
All right.
And I don't know if
I'm not here. Just say.
All right. Well, my nigga. by this time, my nigga Spiff had got back in town and shit.
Of course, because I arrived randomly.
Yeah, you know, he was down in Atlanta and shit. Mm-hmm. And so, so the shorty that wanted to fuck me and shit, I was like, all right, well, let's go get a like little room or whatever. This then the third nigga. I think we was at like what was some rooms that was like on Van Dyke and shit. You remember
the Econo? What's they changed it to? Something
what's the name of that shit? Was it
the Econo? I don't know the new name of that shit though. It's just like Great Wolf Lodge Inn or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it don't even matter. But you know, I had a little bitch at the room and shit. My nigga Spiff had a room with a bitch and shit. And then that shit was what it was.
Mm-hmm. Man. We got a big day ahead of us.
Talk, nigga. I'm working.
So, yeah. I was in Detroit, Michigan with some friends of mine. With that nigga bitch trying to say, okay, I'm in motion. I'm rolling that post. But solo, grab the mic.
Yo.
What's the deal? Announce yourself, bro. He always here, but he ain't never here, but he always here.
Yeah, man. You already know it's Perky Smalls, Dolo Hathaway, man. Dolly Bryant in the building.
I mean, I'm just saying from a young nigga perspective of what we talking about. How do you feel? Do you feel like fuck these hoes, or do you feel like we got to give them some excuses?
Like, as in the what regard? My fault. I was kind of in and out, so.
I mean, just in every regard,
like saying fuck them, like just fuck these hoes. Like,
I'm just saying, like if it's somebody you care about, you feel me? Do you say fuck them? Do you give them the explanation, or do you just do both, depending on how you feel?
It depends on how you feel, for real. But for the most part, you kind of gotta say fuck these hoes, like.
Don't pay attention.
Oh, okay,
right.
Okay,
all
right.
At all.
But like, I mean, like, if you don't care, if you care about them, then I guess they mm-hmm. kind of deserve an explanation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but I feel like we grown as hell. People know what the fuck they do. Like,
they just know what the fuck is going on,
bro. We know right from wrong. Like,
so you're 21, right?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Okay, cool. Question.
Brad, you're no witness.
No, I'm curious, because, like, I mean, what's that? Like, I guess things that niggas is looking for in my little age bracket. I don't know.
Or, like, what do niggas look for?
So, okay, cool. We getting into it. Let's get into it. I don't like to cook. I can cook, but I don't like to cook. So.
Right.
My thing is, like, I'll cook, you wash the dishes, or I'll have the most fun if you cook, if we cook
right
together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So somebody told me that I was lazy because I don't like to cook. Not because I can't cook, because I don't like to cook. Or because I don't prefer to do so, like, unless it's us together, like we haven't.
So I don't want you to talk so, about shit that you
be talking about. Yeah. What's the experience with you, like, with y'all's generation? Like, do these bitches cook? Or what's tea, what y'all looking for? Or what'll make you say, like, somebody in your age range just, I mean, we not that much far apart, but right. You know.
Just like, the last generation.
What'll make you say, like, they lazy or something? Because I feel like the person that called me lazy never offered to put groceries in my refrigerator. You feel me?
Right.
But I'm lazy, you know? Because I don't want to cook. But look, you're not hungry. You're fed. You're just not fed off of shit that I cooked.
Facts. I would say cooking, I really don't get, like, well, in my generation, a lot of girls don't cook. I only got a meal cooked by one person, one girl. But I really don't care about that shit. One, because my peoples down there don't cook all the time. Like, we be out. We gonna get something to eat, like, while we out. And another thing is, with the girl, like, I'm very competitive with cooking. Like, you can ask my girl. Like, I be telling her, like, I'll cook you, like, all the time. Like, my shit tastes better than yours type shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if
it's less of a gender role type thing and more of a...
Yeah, I'm competitive, bro. Yeah. So, it's like, I know I can cook, so... You ain't really got to cook nothing, but I really don't cook him. But oh, he stopped the recording. Oh, but so you asked the question, like, what?
Well, just in general, it ain't have to just be cooking. Right, like, right. What's some stuff that I guess, because I ain't 21.
Well, I think one thing that I demand kind of is, like, being younger, is that I'm not finna blow a bag on you at this current moment. Yeah. I'm trying to win.
Okay.
We don't have our shit together.
So you ain't got Birkin pussy yet.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not coming at. And I don't. I just don't like when the girl is needy, like always asking for stuff. Cause I'm a very generous nigga. Even though I'm not gonna blow a bag, I'm a generous nigga. I'm gonna pay for shit. I'm gonna get you flowers here and there. I'm gonna do some sweet shit, but females, I guess, in this generation, they see, like, niggas on social media going all out, doing rose petals in the hotel with, like, Chanel shoes. And it's like, bro, do you want me to be romantic in the social media way or in my own way? Like, that's another thing. Like, girls have this perception of relationships from social media that's just not real. Real life, for me, at least. You feel me? So, them... And I feel like another thing that I kind of demand that's not in a lot of females is just be mature, be a fucking adult. If learn how to talk out your problems. You feel me?
Getting beat?
But no, that's aside from the fact. Like, just be mature and learn.
I do not condone things on men.
But it's like this.
Or calling them bitches.
Right, it's like if I piss a girl off, and she just not tell me what's wrong, like, that is irritating. Like, communicate your problems. We are adults, and then, like, females do manipulative shit, like, to kind of, like,
I mean...
like to express that they're mad at something. You feel me? Like,
we gotta do something. Y'all don't be paying attention.
Yeah, like. But that's pretty much the only thing. Just be a real nigga and be mature. That's all it is.
Man, this nigga trying to be all politically correct because I told him earlier that I had some females talking shit about him because he was talking all types of goofy image, shit. Nigga, fuck your image, nigga. I need a young toxic nigga around this shit. because it makes me.
Y'all niggas got enough clout.
We do.
Y'all got enough clout.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, it made me look like I'm Malcolm X around this bitch.
Listen. But, man,
like, what you want to hear? Like, this is the relationship side of me, though. Like, the good side of me. You feel
yeah.
Me?
Like, well, no, because the relationship side of me is such a head ass. Like, you a head I'm ass? Very obedient.
Damn.
Like.
No, what? For real?
No, it's so crazy. So, okay, I'm 29. Well, I'm 28, about to be 29. Learning mm-hmm. myself every day.
Absolutely.
But I just noticed, like, if it's somebody I like, I'm very like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Like, how can we make this work? Okay, what's best for both of us? Because I don't want this to be just about me. I want it to be about both of us. But, like, if I'm single and you talking to me and mm-hmm. you getting on my nerves or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just not one of the niggas I like. I'm very, like.
Like, mm-mm. get the fuck out of my face, nigga. Like, ugh, back the fuck up.
Absolutely not. You got me fucked up and you stupid for thinking you could even talk to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm very, like, opposite how I am in real life, how I am in a relationship. But that's only if I feel like you going, like, you there for me. Like,
what kind of niggas you like?
Oh.
And I want to ask, what do you demand in a relationship, like, as well?
Okay, so I just will admit, I've been delivered from hood niggas.
I knew it.
My ex niggas. Two of my, okay, so my ex niggas is in prison for murder.
God damn.
Another one of my ex niggas, keep unplugging the mic. Another one of my ex niggas just recently passed me, my nigga Dougie Fresh. But I've been from hood niggas. Her, a refined hood nigga. Niggas. I like. In the words of Jill Scott, if you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you cannot tell me what to do, then you cannot tell me what to do. Somebody is very sure of themselves, like that, like so. What was the other question? What kind of niggas do I like and what do I demand?
Yeah, what do you demand?
Demand. Respect. I do definitely demand respect. Like I said, I'm very obedient. I'm not going to be obedient to nobody that disrespects me. I'm very trusting of somebody that respects me because then that means they understand me.
We like to use the word submissive.
Okay. I'm submissive to the right person. And what else do I demand? Good head.
Wah.
Period. Period.
What you said.
Romance. I like romance. I'm working on how often that should happen, but I do like romance.
You like to get your back blew out?
Period.
That way.
I got long natural hair that's very thick.
Yeah.
So.
Use it.
I like that. And I don't like no dumb niggas. If you can't form your own opinion, I don't care if it's outlandish.
Everybody looks smart with some Malcolm X glasses.
It ain't about the it ain't about the glasses.
My nigga Spiff coming this bitch with the bitches all to hear what it is.
Say brother.
It ain't about the glasses. Well, you know, like I said, I'm a church girl, so I need me a nigga that loves Jesus. He gotta have his own relationship that don't have nothing to do with me. What's the question?
So, you wouldn't date anybody with another religion from Christianity?
So, both of my parents are Christians, but my dad is Episcopalian and my mother is Pentecostal. So, like, my dad is more, like, along the lines of Catholic Church and my mom is, you know, hand clapping, foot stomping, tongue talking, Church of God and Christ.
She in the church all day.
Period. So, I will say that I would date somebody that wasn't necessarily like a Pentecostal church person, you know, like speaking in tongues, shouting and all that other stuff.
Right.
Like I would date somebody that wasn't necessarily that.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're an atheist, you're not for me. Cause I need you to believe in something. Like
what if you
what?
I don't want to should we
do right. it. This is archive.
So look.
No.
What if you believe in something but you don't believe in religion?
Would I date that person?
Yeah. Right. They just don't.
They just don't, you know, subscribe to the
Okay, whole. So that would get more complicated in terms of what I'm intending for this relationship to be. Like if I want to get married,
one. if that's the one, he can't be the one.
So for me, he would have to believe in God, just because I believe that if you're gonna be with someone, whatever you believe spiritually, you and that person should be on the same page. Because if something happens, let's just say, okay, if we have children, something's happening terribly with my children, and I'm saying I'm going to God in prayer, I'm fasting, I'm doing this, either you're not gonna support me or you're gonna feel like what I'm doing is overkill based on what you believe, or we just not gonna be on the same page, or it may irritate me that I've never seen you fast on behalf of our daughter or son or child. I just said daughter. But you know what I'm saying? Like, my baby daddy, I've never seen, or my husband or whoever, I've never seen him fast on behalf of our daughter and our daughter's sick. That's going to irritate me, because why am I the only person sacrificing in this way for our daughter based on our religious beliefs or my religious beliefs? But that doesn't say, like, if you are doing something, like, let's say I'm Christian, you're Muslim, and I see you praying 7 times a day instead of 5. I'm like, no, he really trying to get whoever attention. Whoever attention he trying to get it for my baby. I would just personally prefer, like, us to both believe in God. I just think it would move smoother for us to both believe in, I won't say God, but just the same thing.
Right.
Because it would help us move smoother. It would cut down on a lot of, like, explaining. I don't personally like to explain myself. So I have to constantly teach you about it. I'm gonna be like kind of irritated a little bit. My patience, I'm working on it. But I just think I leave space for people to believe what they believe. But I would, if I could pick, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I could handpick my nigga, like, he'll believe in God. Every time I call on Jesus, something happens. So
sometimes you gotta just give niggas space and grace, my baby.
Oh, that's it.
Space and grace, my baby.
I feel like where I draw the line, as long as you're not out here saying that there is nothing.
Oh no, it gotta be more.
I think I'm good. Like, cause bro, it's something out here, bro.
Yeah.
It's something.
It gotta be.
It's something.
I wanna see it.
You don't think you have?
In forms.
That's it though.
In forms, yeah.
That's it though.
Like, I wanna, like.
Like your baby?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's God. To me, that's God. The fact that, like, there was nothing there before.
My only thing is, you know, because I sit down and I pray.
That's too much organized chaos.
And I be thinking, like, damn, man, what if, you know, God forbid something happened to me and, you know, and I just so happen to die and shit. I'm going to be pissed as hell if I die and I close my eyes and it's nothing after that. I'll be dead as hell, like, God damn, this is what I did. And it's nothing here.
But did you have fun?
It depends, man.
Because, like, what if that's the thing? Like, what if it's like, okay, it's nothing there, but it's about what you did while you was here?
I'm going to be mad as hell because I feel like I probably could have wilded out a little harder if this was the case. I would have, like, nigga, I should have maybe popped that perk with that one freak bitch.
That's
But yeah, but like I always say, man, you know,
Jesus, man, I think that when we go out of here, it's just, so I watched Lucifer, it come on Netflix.
I don't even like the name of that show.
I watched Lucifer, it's really good, and it's funny because, like I said, I'm a church girl, but so I was scared to watch it for a long time, so I didn't, and then I finally did. But the way they explain hell in that show is basically like the person's like worst moment of regret or whatever is on a loop.
Mm-mm-mm.
But they don't know it's on a loop. So like
they just keep living it.
And it, like, no matter what they do, the circumstance come back to that moment. Like this one dude, he kept getting shot by somebody he didn't know who it was. But like no matter what he did, like that person kept coming to the door. Like, no, it's me again. Boop. Like, whatever.
Mm.
So, like, that show made me feel like, okay, there could be something to do. So between that show and the Bible, of course, but there's something to what we're doing here that connects to our afterlife. So let's say, for instance, somebody lived, and I believe that everybody who dies has fulfilled a purpose. Maybe it wasn't the purpose that God intended for them to fulfill, but they fulfilled a purpose. But if it wasn't the one that, like, you were supposed to, but, like, maybe that's your hell. Like, there was potential in me that I didn't reach, or I don't know.
Damn.
But, like, that's the hell that we'll experience.
That's even scarier than...
Honestly, that's I feel like that's scarier than anything.
I mean, the Bible does talk about gnashing of teeth and weeping and wailing, but I'm sure that it'll have to do with whatever you know that you could have accomplished here.
Yeah.
Or done here. I don't know. I'm in a different space. I lost my ex a few weeks ago, so I'm just like, damn.
Mm.
And he had a baby on the way.
Oh shit.
That was due on the day of his viewing.
Damn.
That got here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Viewing. So I'm just in a space where I'm just like, dang, like, what am I supposed to, you know, what am I supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it connected to making money? I would be so blessed if it was connected to making money. But if it's not, like, God's been providing for me this whole time. Like, I can't even front. Even when I was broke, I wasn't hungry.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. In a pandemic, like, I've made the most money that I've ever made in my entire life.
Yeah, my nigga Solo called this the bandemic.
Okay, I like that.
For real, though.
I like that, mister.
It's definitely the pandemic, but, yeah.
I mean, in an honest way. In an honest way. I'm not scamming nobody for nothing. Yes, I ain't doing no... I'm not doing no unemployment fraud.
I don't know, man. You just brought that out of nowhere.
I'm really not. I've touched the most money that I've ever touched in my life, and I'm just like, this is crazy, but that's been my story. Like, I've never been the person to work for people. Like, I don't like working for people.
I know your type.
Ew. I don't like working for people. So, my journey has been...
Man.
Unconventional.
They
all had money.
Ooh, I almost said your name.
And niggas don't buy me shit. Can I say that in the mic real close? Yeah. Niggas don't buy me shit.
You saying,
niggas don't buy me shit.
Are you bragging?
I am. Niggas don't buy me shit.
Or you want somebody to buy you something?
I do, but niggas also don't buy me shit.
What's the type of shit you like? Like what?
Range Rovers.
Expensive things.
What's expensive to you?
Roberto Cavalli embroidered blazers.
Wow. I feel like what the white bitches be wearing on their blazers? Them brooches.
Brooches. I love brooches. I love brooches.
I'm going to get you a nice Swarovski
crystal
brooch. Yeah.
That's what I like.
That's the type of shit you are?
Spiff quiet ass know what I like.
Oh, what she like, Spiff?
Embroidered fashion stuff.
It don't matter, bro. I got the bag, so it's just a bill.
Oh, well.
Hey, Spiff. What my nigga Rose say about her feet?
what the fuck you like? Her game remarkable. I feel solely responsible, nigga.
Come on. I like that.
That shit is crazy.
So I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot.
Sitting at home. Nothing to do.
Nigga, you're ugly, you're musty, you're dusty. Get off the couch.
Anyway, I learned a lot there about fashion and labels and things. And just, I fell in love with embroidery because it's like somebody sits there and sews those beads on.
Yeah.
Somebody sits hand. There and, like, threads those fucking flowers and stuff that be on stuff.
It's way better than macaroni art I gave my mama back.
Yeah. She threw that away for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I ain't seen that shit since. I brought it home.
She threw that away as soon as you gave it to her. I guarantee you. But, like, yes. I mean, That's just why I never ask niggas for nothing, because I'm like, you can't afford it.
Dang. Well, you just ain't met the right niggas and shit.
And that's also true. So, hey, most of the stuff I try to get, I'm just like, I'm getting myself. And then when I meet a nigga that can buy me the things that I really want, and he'll be the one.
Man, you see this big ass TV on my nigga, nigga spill
wall? 95-inch TV.
Yeah. And this was, and he only got this because it's the biggest that they had in the store.
He couldn't get bigger.
He could have. They just ain't have it in the store.
They didn't have it. They wasn't available.
Come on, man.
His desire was not.
He was like, man, give me that piece of shit, man.
Right, this little ass TV.
I guess it'll work for now.
I guess it'll work. In this three-story home we sitting in.
I say all that to say this, man.
Wealth.
It's a lot of money around here, man.
It's a pandemic.
It's a goddamn it. Come
on now. Solo.
The bandemic.
Tabernacle. Preach.
It's a bandemic.
Take them to church. Nick, fuck are you talking
man.
About?
I'm trying to set myself up nice so I can be a stay-at-home work wife.
I mean, it's things you can do. And it's up to you on if you decide to do those type of things. But I feel like, you know, knowing who you are, I feel like you get bored as hell to be at home.
No, that's why I said stay at home work wife.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll be able to stay at home.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to go nowhere. Like this pandemic, this quarantine has been perfect.
What the hell are you going to be doing at home?
Working.
You don't cook, so.
I didn't say cooking. I said working.
I know. But like.
Who gives a.
How you going to manage your day?
How do I manage my day? So. I mean, my own personal day without a whole nigga to feed.
Yeah. Tell me what your day consists of. And I'm gonna tell you what my day consists of.
We don't have the same day. You're a little bit more grown than me.
No, my day is just terrible. wait. When you hear my day, you're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Okay, so cool. So I get up at like 7.
Okay.
And I'll be mad.
That's responsible.
It's not 7:30 yet. Like, I'm supposed to wake up at 7:30, but it's 7. So I'm mad.
Your body. It's your right. body. Yeah.
So I get up, finally get out of bed at 7:30 and make myself get ready maybe 7:50. If I feel like doing anything before I leave besides brushing my teeth and washing my pants.
All right.
But I have to go to my grandmother's house to take care of my aunt.
Shout out.
So I do that for a couple of hours.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Thank you. And then.
Hey, before you proceed, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I technically am an essential worker.
You are.
Thank you.
Carry on.
If my auntie can be in at home being taken care of by me instead of a nursing home, then I will do that.
I'm sure.
So I do that for 2 hours. So I get there at 8:30 and then I leave at about 10:30.
I'm gonna tell you right now, before you proceed and shit, you way more responsible than I am already, and it's only 10:30.
But I get high for like 4 hours after that. Maybe write an article or two.
I drink on the job. Carry on.
Okay. I'm in the young leagues. What is it? The mini.
Baby? Yeah, you in the minors.
Minor league.
There you go.
Minor league.
You in the minors. Minor leagues. Carry on.
But I do that. So I do have to do that twice a day. Once at 8:30 in the morning, then once at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that twice a day. But in between that, I get like hella hot because there's a lot going on right now.
Right.
I'm slightly depressed. So.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
There's that. And then the rest of the day.
Kind of fucking around.
I bother Spiff.
I like that. Look. And drinking wine
but
and Hennessy.
Work, so he be ignoring me.
That nigga be ignoring me too.
You feel me?
I be telling this nigga like podcast shit, and he hit me back like a day and a half later. Like,
you feel me?
Like, yeah, nigga.
I was at work.
Hey, call Solo. Tell him to bring me a bottle. I'm like, God, you ain't even.
Be more careful.
You didn't even answer the damn shit I sent you 2 days ago, nigga.
Like, what you saying? So that's my day. I write in between.
Yeah.
I talk to my friends. I try not to.
Oh, you got friends?
Nigga that fucked me over.
Oh.
And then.
Damn, that's sad.
And go to bed.
Started all over the next day. Well, look, can I tell you about my day?
Yeah.
Y'all making me look real bad with this shit.
Why we making you look bad? Because you make money.
I like shitting on Spiff. I like making Spiff sound bad because you know he really a good person and shit.
I try to put him in the light.
But that nigga dude, like,
I think he's a genius. No,
this nigga really be at work.
As you know, fuck.
And I see it in real time.
Like this nigga Spiff called me yesterday night and shit. He was like, "Hey, where you at?" I was like, "Man, I'm at home." He was like, "Damn."
My nigga with my son.
He was like, "Damn, did y'all at least leave me something to drink?" I was like, "My nigga, that shit long gone, my guy. That shit is cooked, nigga."
But
he was like, "Let me call this nigga solo, man."
Damn, you called me.
Damn, my shit don't be going through all the time.
No, that shit went through.
You lying. That's the line I use. You talking about his shit ain't go through. That's the line I use.
No, I ain't see that shit.
He lying.
Duh. Man. Oh.
I never been on a podcast before. I'm having fun.
Nigga, that's what we do every fucking Sunday.
It's totally Monday.
But I'm saying, like, we recorded.
Oh, yeah. Because Spiff be working like we just well,
right
we just
exactly hit. like so Sunday been. It's like Sunday, Monday, and what, Tuesday is his only off days and shit, I think.
Okay,
so,
yeah, Sunday if I'm off, it be going up in this bitch for sure.
Yeah, it be going up in this bitch, okay. For sure, like what he said.
Well, obviously Pino Grigio obviously makes me talk.
Yeah, Pino,
I call that shit pinot gris.
Man, but yeah, let me tell you about my day. Okay, ooh. So after a long night of like drinking Hennessy and like Anejo, and maybe hit the wax pen a few times every now and again and shit, because that shit kind of cure hangovers and shit. So I wake up after a nice night of like drinking with my friends and shit, getting fucked up, you know. I wake up probably around about 7 o'clock.
A.M.
morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Dang. In the morning for sure. You know, cause you know my baby mama she be kind of like sleeping in, so I gotta make sure that she up so she can go her ass to work and shit. So you know I usually kind of like sleep around, fuck around a little bit to about 7:30, make sure she getting up and ready for work. You know, fix her some coffee. You know, make sure she got her water bottles and shit in her car.
You make coffee?
I will. You know, wow. 5 sugars, you know, 2 creams for her.
Oh.
Come on now.
Wow.
And so,
that's,
you know.
Very high yellow.
So about 7:45, 7:50, she walking out the door. You feel me? So about 8 o'clock, you know, I'm taking my son over to his grandmother's and shit. Because I can't, you know, being that I'm working from home, I can't get no work done, you know, watching my son and shit.
Okay, hold on, pause.
Yeah.
I got an auntie name for myself.
What's that?
Yanti.
Yanti.
It's lit.
That shit almost sound like Yandy, nigga. I like it.
You know my name.
Yeah.
And then,
Auntie. Yanti.
Yanti.
Man. So about.
Your son can call me Yanti.
So about 8:05, 8:10-ish, I take him down to his grandmother's. Excuse me. And then I come back home. I clock in. I usually take like a nice little power nap after I clock in. So, I usually sleep until about 9:30.
Power nap.
I do not recommend that he continue saying what he's saying.
Man, ain't nobody going to hear this.
Oh, yeah, you tell one nigga, let you turn into that motherfucking first nap you hit.
That does be hitting crazy.
So, that motherfucker be together, he be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I need to make this a part of my daily routine.
Yeah, so about 9:30, I'm waking up. So instantly, as soon as I wake up, I'm checking the porn O pages. I'm checking the newest. Yeah, shout out to my Reddit niggas and shout out to shesfreaky.com.
I'm sorry. Go back. You said after your nap. So what you saying? If I'm understanding this correctly, what he's saying is that he gonna wake up, punch the clock, lay down, hit up whatever porn site is on his mind at the time.
Absolutely.
And the AM with his coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And flick the bean.
So I don't have a bean to flick, but
I mean that's my version.
Yeah. So yeah. So after, you know, so 9:30.
Flick the bean.
So it's 9:30. I'm checking shesfreaky.com. Oh, it's a new one, Spiff. I'm gonna send it to you. It's called, it's called Baddie Hub.
You
see? Yeah, www.baddiehub.com.
I wouldn't take it for granted, man.
Right now? Yeah, look it up right now. I guarantee you, nigga.
I'm about to look it up.
Baddie Hub.
B-A-D-D-I-E.
Yeah, baddiehub.com. Shout out to my Reddit niggas. They the ones that put me up on that shit. So after I do that, so usually that takes about 10 minutes of my time and shit. You know, finding a good video to watch and, you know, and, yeah, hook up to the Wi-Fi so we can pull it up. Damn, you got viruses on your phone? You be watching too much nasty stuff. Here, I'm going to pull up Baddie Hub on my phone. So. Baddie. Nah, wah. There you go. Here you go, Spiff Lord. Yeah, that's Baddie Hub. That's my new site. Yeah, that's my new site. Shout out to Baddie Hub. So. Hell nah. No, Spiff only the one that's into that hentai porn. He like anime porn. So after, like I said, after about 10 or 15 minutes of me being on Baddie Hub and shit, I gotta go to my Reddit niggas because they be on it. They be on it. Nigga, this one nigga just uploaded a couple videos and shit. So them bitches is heat. So, you know, that's what I be on. And so by that time, it's probably about 10 o'clock. And then I do maybe about about 3 solid hours of work, and then I go to lunch at 1 o'clock, and then after I go to lunch, I come back at 2. I watch some more porn at 2, and then I may do like another like hour of work, and then I clock out, and then I go pick up my son. That's cap, nigga. They pray light skin. Hell no. Nah. You see them thick ass black bitches.
We're the ebony section.
Right.
Man.
It's the homepage.
Yeah, that's the homepage and shit. Okay. Yeah. So after all of that, that's kinda like my day. I spend most of my day like napping and like watching porn and shit. Let me see. Which one? Oh, Dirty Duce?
Yeah, nigga that's fucking that bitch look like my nigga Lil Dante, bro.
So is this how
this Lil Dante?
How this goes?
Cause, like, look at this, nigga. You got like, who knew? Who knew my nigga Antonio? Huh? Yeah. Like you'll never know. If you know, you know. This podcast is never coming out. Shout out to Miss B Nasty, man. Miss B Nasty, nasty as fuck. She be masturbating in her car and like in parking lots and shit.
Yeah, I definitely might know Miss B Nasty, though.
Shout out to Miss B Nasty, man. She's so goddamn nasty, man. I like it. Like, I wanted to be a day I catch a bitch like doing some old foul shit like that, like in the middle of like a Target parking lot. She flicking that bitch, man. You know what I mean?
So how you gonna go about it when you catch her?
Instantly. Like, cause you know how, Solo, you watch enough porn, you know how the bitches be, nigga. They be trying to act like they ain't trying to be seen, but they really want to be seen, though, for real. And so I'm in the window, like, I'm in the window, like, I see what you doing, and I know who you is. I follow you on Pornhub, nigga. I'm the type of, I'm the nasty nigga that makes a profile on Pornhub just so I can follow bitches.
Comment on shit. I'm sick, my nigga. Me be in the comments though.
Y'all wouldn't imagine what my name is on Pornhub. Guess what my name is on Pornhub? Guess. I'll let you guess. Guess what my name is on Pornhub, Solo?
Damn. Young Diane Sawyer?
Nope. That mic is off, Smith. I ain't even plugged that bitch back in. Baby girl cooked. Hey, Smith. Do you remember? I don't even know if I should even say this shit. Man, this he about to fuck it up. Hold on, man. Hold on. Oh shit! But shout out to my niggas and shit. It used to be this this documentary on Worldstar. Do you remember Porno Dan? Do you? Do you do you remember Porno Dan? No, you remember Porno Dan? He was like, man, fuck this, I'm about to get in this pussy, nigga. Fuck the bullshit. This thing was like in the middle of a motherfucking porno scene. That nigga was like, oh fuck no, I'm about to get up in this motherfucking shit. But yeah, that's my name on Pornhub. It's Porno Dan.
Yeah. I know. When I see on this bitch.
For real. Nigga, I'll be in the comments like, GOAT, this bitch is the truth. Damn, man. I commented on this one porno page, nigga, yesterday, nigga. I was like, man, whatever Pornhub is paying you, baby, you deserve double. And she wrote me back like, this means a lot. Think I'm lying. I'll pull it up right now. Hey, man.
What's the most you
I'm not paying shit. Shout out to my Reddit niggas, man. They leak at everything.
We punching that shit.
Because what? How much you paying, baby girl? I ain't gonna say your name.
I don't pay.
But you be watching though.
No.
How you know about it then? You got one? Nigga, your shit probably whack as hell too.
Really? You see my feet?
I'm not really a feet man. It's cool. That's cool. You know. So what you just be posting feeps? You capping. Not all of a sudden she said she ain't got one. All titties? What you just be shaking titties in the camera? Ooh, rubbing them? What you oil them bitches? Like, you just, like, put, like, crazy amounts of, like, baby oil on your tits?
No, it's not even oil. It's just my shit look good from the bottom.
What kind of moisturizer do you use when you watch it? Oh, yeah, you a bougie hood, nigga.
And then, like, I got my piercings. I would do that.
You got your nipples pierced? Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
That was free?
It was a freaky nigga that did that shit. Only freaky niggas doing shit for free. Young Diane Sawyer, nigga. Investigative journalism at its best. Yeah. I know that nigga. That nigga, he got a tattoo shop on like West 7 Mile, Donnie. Where? On the east side? That's even worse. You damn near doing that shit in somebody's backyard. They crooked? Damn.
Oh, you ain't never seen nothing like it.
Man, they didn't caught the top nipple. They didn't caught the middle nipple.
Instead of straight across?
Yeah. They just had a slant. Oh, that's because you was moving and shit.
For sure.
Oh, man, y'all niggas is goofy as hell, man. This podcast is never going to come out, man.
Never. I would sue you off.
Hey, this is like a lost episode. Yeah. This is after we, you know, become famous and shit, and then...
Man, I need this shit to drop. Man, fuck Tory Lanez. Don't condone that, nigga. R. Kelly, we not banging your music. Bill Cosby, you a fucking rapist, bitch. Who else? Mike Jack. I ain't gonna diss Mike Jack, but nigga.
Nigga, we said all that bullshit yesterday.
Man, I apologize for my actions to my fans. I know I disappointed y'all. Fuck Bill Cosby, nigga.
No, we already canceled, nigga. Oh, shit. Oh, man. This was fun. This was fun. We have to do this again.
I'm a good talker.
Right? They cooked, nigga. Nigga, both the mics, nigga, they got unhooked. That shit crazy. Duh, that shit is crazy. Y'all niggas are silly, man. Yeah, but make sure y'all niggas follow baby girl OnlyFans. It's gonna be the link in the description.
Hey, what's her OnlyFans
name? Yanti. That's the name of this episode, Yanti.
Yeah. You can't name the whole thing.
Nah.
I'm releasing
this shit tonight, nigga. Hey, follow me on Pornhub. It's Porno Dan with two N's. You gonna follow me on follow me on. This Spiff is the only nigga that subscribed to the premium Pornhub. They sent me the same. Nigga, they sent me the same email, nigga. All right, let me see your phone, then. Because it'd be females on there that be like having exclusive photos, like exclusive videos.
Like, is it better stuff? Oh no! I know OnlyFans. Shout out to Percolese. Shout out to Percolese, man. We know about your OnlyFans.
And that shit kind of low-key
ass. What Percolese shit?
Yeah, her shit
I mean, her shit. Man, her shit was kind of. And I seen T Green shit. Her shit was nice.
Her shit nice.
Yeah, T Green shit nice. T Green shit is a 10 out of 10. You are getting every dollar that you pay for if you choose to. She's definitely, you know, free, but for the people that pay for OnlyFans, that is a good experience.
Yeah.
I would say personally. Man. But then again, it was free, so
man,
I can't.
My nigga really. Spiff on all types of horn dog shit. Yeah. My nigga Spiff is in this bitch with the cleanest haircut in the city, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. No, because the light came on. Yeah, the light came on. You know, when the light go out, you know, you can't, it don't hit the same when the lights is off. But when the lights come on. How? How does that mean? I'm definitely not a pretty boy no more, nigga. I'm a dad. Oh yeah, I'm super pretty, nigga. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna get a haircut this week and I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm fine as fuck now. I'm fine again. And I'm gonna get the Spanish mustache like my nigga Spiff. Yeah, you don't want these troubles, my baby. No. I you know, you and you'd be texting me.
It ain't over yet.
I'm about to say I got money on this shit.
I like dark skin and brown.
Who you think gonna win?
I put $100 on the Houston Rockets.
Oh yeah, of course. That's smart.
If you
want to
take care of a nice young lady with big titties and pretty feet.
Man, you gotta have more to offer than big titties and nice feet.
Damn.
Well, excuse me. Hey, subscribe to Yanti's OnlyFans, man. You know, hey, she's running a special right now. You know, for the first month, niggas half off.
Speaking on there, you know.
Ain't nobody trying to hear you talk, baby girl. Unless it's some goddamn y'all into Joyce. Y'all into Joyce?
Who is that?
Oh, that means I'm a sick ass nigga then.
You are.
Hey man.
All right, it's called JOI. It's called Jack Off Instructions. It's called Jack Off Instructions. It's a whole cat. It's called Joy. It's called Jack Off Instructions. It's a whole category of that shit, like on Pornhub and shit. It's like one on one type of things with bitches and shit. Yeah, they'll talk you through. It's called Joy.
Jack-off. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Jack Off Instructions. All right. Yeah.
How brilliant that is.
I'm just trying. No, I'm not that sick. No. I just watch it.
Did you call
me? No, that's some white boy shit.
Damn, Joy.
Listen.
Hey, I'm sorry. He called me a prude. I'm not a prude. I'm just ignorant. I'm not a prude.
No, what?
He said the fool name.
I'm sorry. Don't do that.
We can, nigga. That's my name.
Okay, but don't do that.
Niggas know Mike Spiffy. Nigga, hey,
what
relax.
What does
prude
mean?
I'm just uneducated on whatever you're talking about right now.
Mm. Prude mean that niggas not trying to fuck for sex, bro. That's all it means.
Wait, yeah. So you said...
Shout out to my cousin Chuck.
A prude mean they not fucking for sex, nigga. They not trying to do no extra at all, nigga.
So, like, it mean, like, you only...
Pretty much.
I'm confused a little bit.
Approve mean that niggas act coy. You know what coy means?
No.
Coy. Niggas act shy.
Uh-huh.
About sex. Yeah.
So you conservative while having sex?
You conservative about all things sex.
Oh, okay. Now the bells are ringing. Nah.
But I ain't. I just, whatever. So,
back to what I was saying about Jack Off Instructions, Joyce, nigga. Dang, nigga, man. I like watching that shit. It be like bitches and shit.
This is okay, so second trip. Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm a it's
wow.
It's all good. So, it be like bitches and shit. They be on there, they might be masturbating and they be like and then they be like, "Oh yeah, pull your dick out now." Ooh, yeah.
I know what you talking about, nigga.
Yeah, and they be like, and then my thing is, I like when they count down. They be like, "All right, hold that nut, 10, 9, 8."
You subscribe to somebody, bro. You subscribe to somebody, bro, because I ain't never went that far with.
Yeah.
I didn't know you went.
Well, I just fast forward, nigga. I ain't got that much time. Oh, man. Oh, this is the greatest podcast that's never going to be heard. Man, it's like, nah, this shit is dropping tomorrow, nigga.
Like I said... Fuck R. Kelly, nigga, you a bitch, man. Fuck Bill Cosby, fuck Tory Lanez, hoe ass, man. We don't condone them niggas on the Meet Your Smith podcast.
Man, shout out to the Drug Table Talk podcast, man. We don't sell drugs, nigga. We sell knowledge and slang game, nigga. Facts, nigga. That's the new shit now. That shit hard, though. Yeah. Hey, man. I know my pop said he don't fuck with the name of the podcast, but you know what? After thinking and shit, I want to know what you think, Spiff, because you know I thought about this shit the other day, man. Mm-hmm. Man, my pops, and I'm sure you've been over there as well too. Back in the day when we was so vicious and young, man, remember we used to go over there on 6 Mile to my people's little spadiggity and shit when it was rolling out of the crib on 6 Mile and shit. Man, some of the most entertaining conversations, nigga. That was the first time I heard of like Mansa Musa was sitting over there with them goddamn drug dealing ass family of that I have and shit. I feel like I learned more, you know, sitting at the spot at the drug table, you know, with my family, than I did in school, nigga. I don't remember shit Mr. Dillon taught us, nigga, in math class, my nigga. Well, you be talking too much.
Yeah, that nigga told me. He was like, why don't y'all just guys just shut the fuck up?
He was.
He wanted to. But yeah, nigga. So, that's the reason why I call this shit the drug table talk, nigga. Because, you know, like I said, we sell knowledge and slang game, bitch. That way, nigga.
Yes, sir.
But.
Shut your damn mouth.
Like the fuck no.
Yeah. Can I Aww. No, I'll wait.
What you gotta say, man?
No, I was gonna ask Yanti a question and shit. Yeah, get on the mic, man.
What's up?
What are your intentions?
In life?
Well, my nigga Spiff.
Oh. What? Intentions?
Yeah, what's your intentions, man? What's, you know, what you feeling? What you doing? Huh?
That's not a perfect question for a Sagittarius.
I don't know no Sagittarius.
Nah, me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna speak for my nigga Spiff. We don't know too much about those. What they call them? Astronomical signs, zodiac signs, and shit.
So I mean, I don't know. Me and Mike been cool. I think we connect on more artistic stuff. But
yeah, my nigga be on some artsy fartsy shit.
My intentions, I want him to reach his full potential, I guess.
I think you should give my nigga Spiff some right now. Today.
That is so on brand for you.
You don't know me.
That's so on
brand. Coming from the nigga that watched porn all day.
Oh, you know how much work he would have to do for that?
Work. We working right now. Look,
it's pretty good over here. So
like, it's nice. Work.
Well, no.
Look at him. Look at his haircut.
It's very nice.
Look at his mustache.
It's very nice.
Look at him. It's he got pencil thin sideburns.
Very nice. Because I got them Ashanti boys.
You got the
Ashanti?
Yeah,
what?
Very
nice. He has to do work, though.
Like, how much work? Like he got to, like, call and text you and, like, FaceTime you and shit like that. I'm gonna tell you like this, he ain't.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't need anybody to do anything they're not gonna do. Whatever they're gonna do, though, I need them to do that.
Yeah.
So.
I guarantee you, he's gonna show you a good time. It's gonna be plenty alcohol, drugs, if you will like,
but so that's around. The thing, like, if he's,
you're gonna have
if he
absolutely
doesn't know
fine.
What I like, then drugs and alcohol is not gonna do anything for me.
What you mean? You say you like to do drugs and alcohol.
It's gonna do a lot for me, bro.
Well, for you, yeah. But
second,
if you trying to show me
second,
a good time.
Look, this is the thing, bro. I'm chilling. It's the vibe, bro. I don't
Period.
Need nobody
yeah.
to. I don't need nobody to up the atmosphere or up the ante.
Period.
I was about to tell your government, but I'm not.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, no, I'm not. Just me, bro, and I'm gonna do me.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm just trying to make it awkward because I like that.
Don't make it. It's not awkward. You can't. There's first of all.
Yeah, because I just said a lot of shit today. I just asked you to sell some pussy.
You did, and I said that I pretty much do. So like, there's no awkward. Like,
yeah.
There's no awkward. I'm anybody that's interested in I sit and is. Has time to invest. That's one. But, I mean, I don't want nobody to do nothing that they not going to do.
Right.
You know, like, I want to get to know people for who they are. So, if you nuts, like, show me. Don't assume that I can't handle somebody that's nuts because you don't know me.
That nigga crazy.
No, he's nuts.
I mean, great.
I know he's nuts, but yeah, no. I think everybody. That's what I mean. I think that's where relationships don't last anyway. Like people don't really. People think they experience people in all their forms, but they don't. Like you don't know nobody until you've seen them depressed.
Talk about it. Like, talk about
that
it.
That person sad, and you. So I've been in a space where like I was with somebody where I felt like, oh, I make this person happy.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still sad regularly. So, like, what do I do when I thought I was the thing that made this person happy, but they're still sad? Like, that's how I feel like you get to know somebody. Like, oh, no, you're sad, and they don't have shit to do with me. So how do I help you? Or how do I, you know, like, how do I show up?
Right.
How do I make you not off yourself, because that's not what I want, you know, whatever. Like,
oh man, you're getting way too deep.
I mean, I'm just saying,
I just asked you to give my nigga Spiff some tonight, and I don't know how we got here.
That's not what you said.
Didn't I just say that?
No,
I could have.
Well, you know who you're talking to. You
yeah, said that. Yeah, I know, you know, I'm just talking to some bullshit because I know
no,
this.
Somebody, okay, so
no,
okay,
no,
so
no,
here
no,
you go. Here's the talking bullshit.
Yeah,
if somebody wants to see, I got it. What would they have to do? So this is not a full answer, but if somebody wants to get, I know you guess. Oh, I said my whole government name, so you really can't hear this.
I'm airing it now.
No, you can't air it without this part. If somebody really wanted to get me,
mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to get you,
you can air that part. All
right.
If somebody really wanted to get me,
yeah.
Just pay attention. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty much an open book. Like, I don't hide. I don't purposely hide nothing, but I don't outright say nothing either.
That's a fact.
So
I don't know that. I just be saying that's a fact, and I don't even be knowing if it's facts.
Sound real official when you say that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
After I say something,
I like saying that shit too.
It make me sound like I said.
Because half the time I be thinking niggas be lying and shit, and I be like, yo, that's a fact. Cap.
You agree?
That nigga ain't even paying attention. He looking at the damn Taco Bell commercial.
Right. I don't hold nothing back. So what I said was, I don't hold nothing back, but I don't outright say nothing either.
Facts.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the art, but I feel like because the people, not just relationship-wise, mm-hmm. people that want to get to know you, they gonna do the extra to be like, oh, so what you mean by that? Or,
right.
Oh, she said that a lot. Or he said that a lot. Oh, he do that a lot. Oh, he like that. Oh, every time he come over here, he got Hennessy. So he must like Hennessy.
Yeah, of course.
Like little shit. Because I pay attention to people. So
mm.
I feel like people should pay attention to me.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, then I'm not going to pay
attention to you. Yeah, you know.
And you're going to feel shitty. Because it feels good to be paid attention to by me.
Absolutely.
And if you're not being paid attention to by me, then you're going to feel shitty. Yeah. So nigga that want me to pay attention to them. Right now.
And guess what?
He feels shitty.
As fuck.
Because I'm not.
Not the bang-yang. The bang-yang. Oh, whoa, whoa. Fuck no. I threw that in there because I knew she was going to say something too. Listen, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, don't bite off more than what you can chew. Follow me on Pornhub, Porno Dan, two N's. And that's my profile name for She's Freaky too. I got profiles everywhere. Do I got any more? Oh, my Reddit name is Porno Dan. Yep, I think that's it. I think that's it. That's all my freak nasty pages and shit. Yeah, all my niggas in this bitch, man.
Man, it's my motherfucking uncle, man.
Your favorite uncle, remember my that.
Favorite uncle.
Yup.
My favorite uncle.
Yup.
The one to get you drunk.
Young Diane Sawyer. I came over here to do work. This and guess what?
Did I fail?
Oh, no, you passed flying colors and all that shit.
Because y'all know I got anxiety.
You fucking failed, bro.
I failed?
I failed like a bitch.
Like, what the fuck, nigga? I had the scam Bible in my hands, bro. Like, why you ain't...
Why is Batty Hub up on my phone?
The episode is over. Let's talk about this.
The episode is over, bro.
It's over. Wait,
hold on. Period. Niggas had the scam Bible.
Niggas had the scam Bible.
Tell me?
What's rule number one, nigga? Nigga, rule number 99.5, no crying at the paint.
We definitely can't air this, nigga, because this is definitely...
That's the title.
Yeah, we gonna talk about this.
That's the title of your episode, Meech. You hear me?
What's that?
The title of this episode is No Crying at the Pain.
You said no crying after pain?
At the pain.
Pank?
The pink?
No crying at the pink.
At the pink?
I don't
understand this.
I don't get it.
This sounds like a rock band, man.
Nigga, we don't be crying over pussy, nigga.
Oh.
I think that's what I'm gonna say. Hey, nigga, don't be crying over that. Don't be crying over that shit, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? You cooked?
I'm cooked.
Man, go get you some water or something, my nigga. It's hella water around this bitch.
You still recording? Shit. You ain't shit.
Hey. We had Jamila on this bitch.
I love her.
Well, she been on a couple episodes and shit.
No, I love her.
She's like really the intro to us.
Yeah, this is a prime example of us. You know, we'll sit down and do like a whole drunk ass podcast, and we'll scrap everything. But it's going to be a gem within this podcast that I'm going to take, and I'm gonna make a snippet, I'm gonna make a clip, and I'm gonna put it on something else. Because we took a clip from what we was drunk as dog shit. And she said, "You about to record this as a podcast?" And I was like, duh. And she was like, "Damn, I'm too pilt for that." And so that's the intro to the podcast.
Drug
taking. Yeah.
Oh, do
if y'all niggas fucking listened, you would already know that.
Yeah, y'all niggas don't even listen to the podcast. Solo just show up and do the bitch and then be like, "Hey, listen to that."
I ain't gonna lie, I be having a list because I be on this bitch saying some bullshit. I'm like, dog, I really said that shit.
I definitely have to listen to this one because I don't know what.
You don't know when it's coming out.
I don't right. know what was said. First of all, y'all got me off of Hennessy. And then.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio. And then also tequila.
Patron.
Right. And that nay-nay.
That nay-nay.
And so, they charge $70 for a nay-ho over here.
No, that's cap. Cause
I don't purchase it. I receive liquor for free.
Because I paid $130. And then I bought some Reposado yesterday. That shit was
$70. You paid $130 for the nay-ho?
Yeah, me and Spiff was at the store. I was balling that day, too, and I was like, throw it in the bag.
You really spent
$130. Yes, he did. Nigga, I felt bad. I gave a nigga a 20. I gave a nigga 20. Like, don't let this nigga look at me ever again.
I was like, damn.
Don't
like,
let
like,
this nigga make eye contact with me until you get out of this store.
Hold on. Hold on. You spent $130 on some liquor?
Yeah, I spent $130. At the end, it was like $100.
Me,
yeah, I did.
Disrespect your baby mama here, then.
What you gonna say about my baby mama?
No,
damn,
where the fuck do that even right. up, nigga? We talk about biological, bro.
All right, we talk about hold goddamn.
On, hold on, you spent 130s.
No, I'm bullshitting. I'm all for black families.
You say you got black panties.
No, that's what not what say? I said. I said I'm all for black families.
Oh, my bad.
I guess it sounds the same, but that's not what close I said. Enough.
I like black families, man.
Yeah, black also child. Black panties.
Nigga, shout out to all the fathers out here that's taking care of their kids and shit. And shout out to the ones that ain't.
No, not shout out to them. No, never.
Damn. Shout out to the nigga that got like 8 kids when he take care of 2.
Shout out to the nigga that just found out he was pregnant, but he was still fucking with me a few weeks ago.
How's a nigga pregnant?
Because him and that bitch pregnant. They pregnant.
Nah. She pregnant, not me.
Nigga, y'all pregnant.
Nah. She carrying that motherfucker. Not me.
Y'all pregnant.
I don't know if it's even mine.
Oh.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Doggy Bone.
I mean, yeah. Not to put his business out, but that's it. The bang. And check me out. Still kid free. Still sucker man. Free. Y'all silly as hell. Don't ever put that out.
Yeah, we putting this shit up. And I'm tagging everybody I know too.
No, I said my name like 3 times.
Hell yeah, you did.
I can't.
I like that. No. My damn mic ain't even picking on no.
Boy, this nigga unplugged it 5 times.
Right, I'm touching shit.
This motherfucking house.
So
bang,
you putting us out?
I'm saying I can do whatever the fuck whoa. I want.
Oh, like ruin the shit. Like ruin the fucking show.
Yes, I can do that shit.
Did you drink what you had in your cup?
Aww. Let me know.
Is this shit picking up, Spiff?
We done?
Yeah. It's picking up.
I did my job correctly.
Hey, Spiff. Is it okay if I can call in one? Say it out loud. Say it loud. You funky dog head bitch. Hey, man. And that was a motherfucking drug table talk with Meech and Spiff, man. Shout out to my nigga Yanti. Shout out to my nigga Dolo Velli. Young Perk of Sexual Nature. Perky Smalls. We don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game.
Fuck Bill.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe.